Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 554. We're in the Sefer Binyan HaBayis, Living Marriage, and we're middle of lesson one, some basic introductions to marriage. And today we're going to look at a deeper look at intimacy and shalom. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis has a fascinating insight that Rebbe asked Rosh Shimon, Ben tach chalafta. Why didn't you come to greet me on Yontiv, just like my fathers greeted your fathers? Well, Rebbe, basically, Rosh Shimon Chalafta used to visit his Rebbe, who was Rebbe, every Yontiv, and he stopped doing so. Why didn't you follow your father's footsteps? It always went. And Amalehi responded as follows. And he said basically with this that he was too old to go now. Number one, Sloem Nasa Gavayim. Rocks became mountains, which means that he was old, so small stones that were easy to go past when he was younger now became difficult obstacles that he became older. Next thing he said was, Kroivim Nasa Rechaikim. What was close now seems far. Basically, it was harder and took longer to get to travel. Mishnayim Nasa Shalosh. From two became three. This means that he used to walk on two legs, and now he needs three. He needs the help of a third leg, which is the cane. And then there's that. So all this makes sense. He was older, so it was hard for him to go to visit Rebbe on Yontif. The fourth thing is fascinating. He says, Mesim Shalom Bebayis Batal. That the facilitator of Shalom Bayis became nullified. And what does this mean? It's a shocking thing what Rashi, Rav Nissim Goyen, says on this. What does it mean that what placed Shalom in my house became nullified? Rav Nissim Goyen says, Mesim Shalom Bebayis Batal. Zet Taiva. Shimala Shalom Beinish Leishtai. What is this facilitator Shalom? Desire. The husband's intimate relations with his wife. Which means that is indeed one of the most important essential ingredients of Shalom Bayis. And Rav Shimon taught that since he was much older, very advanced age, lost his ability to be involved in intimacy. So his Shalom Bayis lost one of its primary foundations. Goes deeper into this Gemara in a later chapter. But the idea being that, firstly, one needs to understand, perhaps at a very advanced age, but what Baruch Hashem we know is that couples can be intimate even into an advanced age and could have that part of that relationship be very meaningful even later. And also when there are situations, like we're going to learn, where Hashem created a matzav where that was not shayach, then Hashem compensates and gives a couple a depth of closeness even when that's not possible. But you do see from here, though, especially with people who are capable and healthy to be able to have intimacy, that when that is lacking, one of the pillars, it gets lost. It's a tremendous chiddush. Darash Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ish v'isha zochu, when they are merited, shchina b'neim. Then the shchina is with them. Loi zochu, if they don't merit it, eishai chlasam, they'll be consumed with fire. Fire will eat them. How you merit this relationship? It doesn't say here, how are they zoicha? How are they zoicha? So the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva mean if they're zoicha? By what? By doing what? By bringing aniyim into your home, by opening up your home to give shiurim, or to bring Talmidei Chachamim there to give shiurim, or not to allow Lashon Hara into your house? What does it mean that if there's Zaycha, the Shechin is there? So he says, Rav Moshe, the author of this book, that he was taught by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Avracha, and the Stipler, Zeichet Tzadik Avracha, that the only condition, listen carefully, the only condition needed to merit this special relationship with the Shechina is the couple's proper use of intimacy. Going to repeat that again. I was taught by our teachers, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Stipler, that the only condition needed to merit this special relationship with the Shechina is a couple's proper use of intimacy. This is explicit in the words of Rashi that explains that merit indeed revolves around the quality of the couple's intimacy. Rashi says, Zachu, the Zaycha, Laleches B'derech Yishara, to go on the straight path, Shelo Yehehu Nayef, that they don't act in an immoral as an immoral man or an immoral woman. Once again, Rashi, it's clear that the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina in their lives, does not demand high levels of ruchnius that are reserved for the greatest tzaddikim. The Shechina is ready to enter a couple's life. Every couple that's listening to the shiurim, yes, if they simply act in a straight, normal, healthy way, which is described in this book and in other shiurim as well. Proper use of intimacy. Now, of course, intimacy doesn't just mean physical. Physical, emotional, spiritual. But physical too. That's what you need. That's the zochu for the Shechina. Not other mitzvahs. Would you say that tzedakah and chesed and all these other things bring Shechina in too? In various degrees, yes. But not that's not what this Gemara is talking about. Rav Akiva's drasha, Zachu Shechina Beinayim, is specifically going on the couple's proper use of intimacy according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and according to the Stipler. Which means it's up to you. It's up to you, it's up to us, whether to bring, how you bring the Shechina down here, and if you're going to bring the Shechina down here. It's up to us. There's two possibilities. Either they're zoiche to it, or they're not zoiche to this Shechina, this level of Shechina, whatever this is. And we all have the ability to do that. We all have the ability to do that. We have the ability to chalila light our own fire that could destroy our home. Or we have the ability to light a fire, doing it the right way, that will build the home, that will warm the home. And the Stipler said that very often when you have this state, Nebuch, of terrible divorces and rage, and they're fine people from the outside, that everyone knows them, they're fine people outside the home, and they deteriorate in their behaviors inside of the home, that means the Gehenna is already there and the fire is there. Every person must recognize that, and we need to work through it. He has an interesting story here of an experience where Moshe Shuchadowitz had with Rav Gifta, Rav Mordechai Gifta, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. He says when he was a young Avreich, Rav Moshe, right? He was a young man learning, and his Rebbe then was Rav Mordechai Gifta, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, and said that there will be a young, enthusiastic priest who was publicly preaching the foundations of Christianity, that marital relationships are the height of impurity, and anyone who wants to become holy must turn away from them at all costs. He also requests that Jews choose a rabbi who would present them and face them in a public debate. Rav Mordechai Gifta said he's currently searching for a fitting representative who could explain why marital relations are in fact an expression of Kodesh Kodashim, of Holy of Holies. Would I be interested in taking the job? And I answered, the author, Rav Moshe, said, absolutely not. I'm not interested. Rav Gifta asked the author. He asked, why was I so adamant about not going? If it was because I already knew the truth and didn't have to waste the time arguing with some young priest, then I could accept that. Then he could accept that. But if it was because I wasn't certain that I would win, or maybe because I wasn't even sure that he was totally wrong, then I have a big problem. That's what Rav Gifta said. At the end, Rav Gifta admitted there was no priest, there was no debate, but he wanted to impress upon him, the author, the importance of having clarity on this fundamental topic. This is the terrifying darkness of our exile, he says, which leads one to perceive that holiness is found only in the study hall, only in the base medrash, and not relevant to one's bedroom. We have been in the abysmal exile of Edom for 2,000 years, surrounded by Christian influence that has unfortunately deeply invaded the basic worldview of many fine, innocent, Torah observant victims who simply don't know better. And those that say, and they all say that there's a tzad of it in Yiddishkeit itself, with precious, with certain individuals of real high standards that want to behave a certain way that seem to be conflicting with this, it's a rare, rare exception. But for the most part, it's a Christian corrupt view. You see this, and he goes on to explain this, that it goes all the way back to Bilam's time. Bilam was a Rasha, and Bilam was saturated with znus, so he knew what that was. And he was shocked. Mi mana ofer Yaakov a mispes roi v'Yisrael, that who counts the dust of Yaakov and the myriads of Yisrael, and this teaches that Hashem sits and counts the marital relations in order to ascertain which drop will come out that will be fitting to be a tzaddik that he is formed from. And the eye of Bilam was blinded, it said. It's a machlekes whether he was blind from birth. According to this pshat, he was blind when he recognized this, because he couldn't comprehend it. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is pure and holy, he's looking at this. Hashem is anticipating and looking at a husband and wife in their union. He couldn't comprehend it. Because Bilam basically said, the world is split into two, black and white, heaven and earth, physical and spiritual. The top part is holiness, the lower half, impurity. Marital intimacy, lower half, impurity. And Chazal said that Bilam's eyes literally popped out, got blinded, when he tried to consider how a holy God would look at that, meaning that, meaning marital intimacy. If you believe holiness is only found in the Beis Medrash, and only in the Sfarim, and not in the bedroom, then you're influenced by the teachings of Bilam, who taught that the world is split into two. If you're from the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, from his Beis Medrash, there's only one domain, created by one Borei Olam, who implanted his entire creation with sparks of holiness, and that this too is used for Kedusha, it goes to the heights of the heights. Shabbos table or Zatira is like the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, and a couple's intimate unification touches the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Maral in Ber HaGoyla, Ber 2, Ber Chelek, Ber number 2, says this. He says that by Ish and Isha, Yesh B'Chippurim Shnei Panim, there's two facets of the intimate union. Facet number one, Chibur L'Peri V'Rivya, in order to sake to have children, similar to all living creatures who connect for the sake of offspring. The world was meant to be populated. Habchin Ashnia, second reason why there's marital intimacy is Mitzacha Ish Hukamaitsura Isha, man is like the form to a woman, one is mashlam the other. And Mitzadze Yeshlam Chiba Biyachad, that's why there's a unifying connection. Va'adam Ushlemus Abriya, man who is the completion of this lower world down here, Royashi is Shalim, to be whole. And the aim brias adam shleima ki ma'idei isha, the creation of a man is not whole unless there's a woman with him, his wife. Zeh b'chinas shniyah, that's the second aspect of their connection. Ki chiburam biyachad hu hashlamas adam, their union is what makes a man complete. Being married, husband and wife, marital intimacy makes them shalim. So besides bringing children into the world, intimacy brings a couple to the state of shlemus. A couple's intimate holy union is the greatest expression of the unity, of the greatest unity that can be expressed in this physical world. And that's why Bilam's eyes literally popped out, got blinded, because it uprooted the fundamental understanding of the world. Couldn't comprehend it. Couldn't comprehend it. He goes through another chazal, which I'm going to go pretty quickly here. Basically, a Roman, I believe it was a noblewoman, was talking to two Amiroim about their marital relations. How is it possible that they could have it because of their physical stature? Not going to get into it. And they responded, "Ahava dechechetz es abasar," that their love, even though physically it may have been difficult to have relations, whatever the Gemara was talking about there, but ahava dechechetz es abasar, the love forced it to happen. And what the Maral explains on this is that the connection between a man and a wife brings them to be a complete one being. Ish as a man, Isha as a woman, has Yud-Kei in it, the Yud of the Ish and the Hey of the Isha, which means Hashem joins the Zivig and unifies them. Ki Hashem Yisparach Mechaber HaZivig HaZeh U'Ma'ached Oysam. Hashem unifies this marital union between a husband and wife and unifies them. Olchein Samo Beinem. That's why he is there with them. V'davazehu Hachibur Beina Ish V'Isha. That is the union between a husband and wife. Olchein Koyach Elyon Mechaber Oysam. There's a high force, a transcendent power that unites them. That's what it means. Ahava dechekes es abasar. Ahava means the etzem chibur shum min Hashem Yisparach, the connection, which is the gift that Hashem Yisparach places by being present, dechek habasar hagashmi, that overrides the physical aspects of it and allows it to take place. So the non-Jewish noblewoman thought that it's just a physical thing, and that's it. And if there's problems physically, and how could this be? And the rabbis responded, it's not just a physical thing. It's not just a romantic emotion. It's a unifying force that comes directly from Hashem that gives this special power that could overcome the physical aspects of things. The godly power of unification is expressed even on the physical level, and that is the yesod that Bilam was unaware of. Bracha v'atzlacha.